Bradford Today and Innisfil Today welcome letters to the editor at chris@bradfordtoday.ca or via the website. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. Community legal clinics have been serving many very low-income people such as myself for many years. The lawyers from the legal clinic have come to my rental unit due to my transportation issues of trying to get to their Bracebridge office, and this has been very much appreciated. There never has been any cost for me to use their legal services on various matters and occasions over the past decade. Recently, the lawyers made a last will and testament for me at no cost and provided services to me. I did not have to try and get transportation to their Bracebridge office when they came to my rental unit. It is very unfortunate that the Doug Ford Progressive Conservative government slashed the funding for legal clinics across Ontario. Legal clinics provide representation at various tribunal hearings in Ontario, such as at the Landlord and Tenant Board, and low and very low income desperately need their representation as it could mean losing their home and becoming homeless. However, slashing programs and funding on low and very low income is and continues to be a hallmark of the Ford government in Ontario. Low-income people have been particularly disadvantaged for many years trying to survive under the Ford government, and there is no doubt low and lower-income people will suffer under any federal conservative government. The federal conservatives have a long history of dismantling and slashing social programs, as was the situation under the Stephen Harper conservative government. Low and lower income and vulnerable people in Ontario and across Canada will suffer under any future conservative governments in Ontario or at the federal level of government. History will repeat itself. Doug Abernethy, Gravenhurst.